It was a day that Dorothy Anderson, and all her family for that matter, will never forget. About 400 people, many of them friends or repeat visitors to Alder Acres, came out to show their support for Dorothy, the Dor, in Alder Acres, and help her raise money and awareness for the Parkinson Society of BC. On Sunday, April 21, the 80-acre family farm in Glen Valley, infamous for its pumpkin patch and farm tours, hosted a new and special day that they hope will become an annual fundraiser. It was a Parkinson's Disease Awareness Day, where all money from the gate, plus donations, were directed to the society. Just shy of $8,000 was raised in year one. Dorothy's wish by hosting this special day was to raise some money, but moreover increase awareness about the neurodegenerative disorder, namely Parkinson's, as well as open dialogue about how common it is and what it means for those living with the disease and their families. She's been living with the disorder for the past decade. "I want people to know they are not alone," Dorothy said, pointing to some brochures the Parkinson Society had on hand for the day that indicate 13,000 British Columbians, or about 1 in 3 Canadians, both men and women and across ethnic lines, living with the disorder. Those numbers are predicted to double by 2040. At present, the exact cause for Parkinson's is unknown, and there is no known cure. "As you can see, this cause is quite dear to our hearts," injected Melissa Anderson, the oldest granddaughter of Dorothy and Albert, and manager of the farm. "It's been a hard battle for her to go through and accept," she said, giving her grandma's shoulder a loving squeeze. "And I think just seeing the joy on her face today, it just means a lot. It's nice that we can do this and represent her here today." On social media, Melissa elaborated, "Thank you to everyone who came out to support, to spread awareness, to donate, to share personal stories, and to rise up against Parkinson's disease." She confirmed that each Christmas the farm donates between $50,000 and $100,000 to Parkinson's, Langley Memorial Hospital Foundation, and a few smaller charities. "My grandparents have always ingrained in me how important it is that, from the farm, from the family, we must always make sure there's money that goes back to the community."